请我们先打开圣经，我们读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第三章第八节。
Shall we turn to our scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8?
相信弟兄姐妹应该都把这一节经文背起来了。
And perhaps brothers and sisters, you have all memorized this verse.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第八节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8.
你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。
For now we really live if you stand firm in the Lord.
请我们再翻到哥林多前书第十六章。
And next shall we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
哥林多前书第十六章我们读第十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 16, we will read verse 13.
你们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强。
Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong.
我们要下一集，下一处我们要读旧约耶利米书第十七章。
Next, we'll turn to the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, chapter 17.
耶利米书第十七章，我们要读第七、第八两节。
Jeremiah 17, we'll read verses 7 and 8.
倚靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，那人有福了。他必像树栽于水旁。在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord, for he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream, and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit.
请我们再翻到以弗所书第三章。
And next, let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章，我们读第十七节。
Ephesians, chapter 3, we will read verse 17.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章第十六节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 16.
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you.With all wisdom teaching and admonishing one another.
好，最后一处我们读路加福音。
And lastly, we'll turn to the gospel according to Luke.
路加福音第十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
路加福音第十二章，我们读第十一、十二两节。
Luke chapter 12, we will read verses 11 and 12.
人带你们到会堂并官府和有权柄的人面前，不要思虑怎么分诉说什么话，因为正在那时候圣灵要指教你们当说的话。
When they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not worry about how or what you are to speak in your defense or what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
我们低头一起有一点祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主，我们为着你早晨的同在感谢你。
Lord, for your presence this morning, we thank you.
主，你实在是爱我们。
You truly love us.
你用永远的爱爱我们。
You have loved us with an everlasting love.
你早晨实在是在将你的爱浇灌在我们众人心里。
And again, you pour out your love into the hearts of all of us.
主，叫我们在这样一个末后的世代里。
So that in these end days,
主，我们能够靠你站立得住。
We're able to stand firm in you.
我们能够为着你的心意而站住。
We're able to stand firm in your will.
主，我们必须向你承认。
And we do acknowledge before you.
主，离了你，我们就不能做什么。
That apart from you, we can do nothing.
主，早晨愿你继续的 用你的恩典来扶持我们。
So Lord, this morning continue to uphold us with your loving kindness.
主啊，叫你的心意向我们是敞开的。
So that you may open up your will to us.
主啊，你也赐给我们有那能听的耳朵。
And give us ears that are able to hear.
有一颗受教的心。
A teachable heart.
主啊，好叫我们能够听见你所对我们说的话。
So that we may be able to hear the words you want to speak to us.
叫我们能够把我们生命的工程建造在这稳固的磐石上。
So that we may build this house, this building of our life upon the solid rock.
主啊，愿你恩待我们。
Do show us grace.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
感谢主，今年夏令会当中，孙弟兄借着主的话语劝勉我们，要靠主站立的稳。
We thank the Lord this summer, Brother Sun in the summer conference exhorted us to stand firm in the Lord.
刚刚弟兄带领我们唱这首诗歌，就已经告诉我们，我们乃是在这稳固的磐石上站稳。
And as our brother led us in the hymn singing, reminded us that we are to stand firm upon the solid rock.
只有在这稳固的磐石根基上，我们才能够站稳。
Only upon this foundation of a solid rock can we stand firm.
基督徒，我们不仅要有为主站稳的心志。
As Christians, not only should we have the attitude of standing firm.
我们更需要来学习如何靠主来站稳。
But even more so, we need to learn how to stand firm in the Lord.
因为我们知道靠着我们自己，我们是不能站稳。
Because we know that upon ourselves, we are unable to stand firm.
只有靠着我们的主，我们才能够站稳。
Only in our Lord can we stand firm.
或许我们有一些人靠着自己，他能够暂时的站稳了。
Or perhaps for some people, according to themselves, temporarily they're able to stand firm.
特别有的人他意志力比较坚强。
Especially for those who have a stronger will.
他靠着自己坚强的意志力，他能够暂时站稳。
According to their own strong will, they're able to stand firm.
或是我们这么说，好像是站稳了。
Or we can say it seems that they are standing firm.
但是我们看见，唯有靠着我们的主，我们才能够一直的站稳。
But we know that only according to our Lord are we able to continually stand firm.
靠着主站稳，只等到主回来。
That we are able to stand firm in the Lord until He returns.
早晨，我心里面的一个负担。就盼望和弟兄姐妹一同来交通在我们生活当中的一些实际的操练。
And so this morning I have a burden to share about some practical learning in our daily life.
就我们能够在这样一个末后的世代里，我们能够在真道上来靠主站稳。
So that in these last days, in the faith, we're able to stand firm.
我们能够将真理来表明。
That we are able to express the truth.
在我们刚刚所读的耶利米书第十七章那里有一幅图画。
In Jeremiah 17, which we just read, there's an illustration.
这幅图画乃是给我们看见那扎根于水边的一棵树。
We see this picture of a tree who is rooted, planted by the water.
耶利米书告诉我们，倚靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人是有福的。
Jeremiah tells us that blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord.
我相信我们每个人都喜欢蒙福。
And I believe that all of us, we like to be blessed.
这里神的话就提醒我们，倚靠耶和华的人，那人是有福的。
And so here God's words remind us that those who trust in the Lord, they are the ones who are blessed.
同样的，我们落在这末后的世代里，能够靠主站立的稳，我们也就是那有福的人。
And in the same way, for us who now trust in the Lord in these last days, we are also those who will be blessed.
主的话接下来告诉我们，为什么这样的人，倚靠耶和华的人是有福的呢？
And his word continue on to tell us, why is it that people like this will be blessed?
主说他必像树栽于水旁
Because he will be like a tree planted by the water
在河边扎根
And its roots are by a stream
为什么树要栽于水旁呢
Why does a tree need to be planted by the stream?
因为一棵树它需要有水分它没有水它就活不下去
Because a tree must have water Without water it cannot continue to live
这树扎根在河边呢就叫它能够从河里的水得着他生命所需要一切的供应。
And these roots are by the stream so that it can receive all the nourishment from that water.
当炎热的日子来到
And so when hot days come,
这个树的根仍然能够得着河水的滋润。
These roots can continue to receive nourishment from the water.
它就不至于枯干。
It will not dry up.
它的叶子就仍然能够清脆。
Its leaves will continue to be green.
这就说到树的生命仍然是新鲜活泼的。
And this tells us that the life of the tree is still fresh, still lively.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
就是在干旱之年。
But even in times of drought.
意思就是说很长的时间 天不降雨。
That is to say, for many days, for a very long period of time when there's no rain.
我们看见因着这树的根能够从河水里面继续的得着它生命的供应。
We see that the roots continue to receive the nourishments from the water.
这棵树就能够依然的结果不止。
And this tree will continually yield fruit.
这里就说到那生命所显出来的光景仍然是茁壮是丰满的。
So we see that the condition of life is still strong and still abundant.
我们弟兄们在夏令会当中告诉我们今天我们所处的世代。
Our brothers during the summer conference told us that this generation, this age that we live in,
是一个艰难危险的时代。
It's a difficult and dangerous time.
就像那炎热的日子。
Just like the days of heat.
也就像那在干旱之年一样。
Just like in the years of drought.
我们如何能够像那一棵树能够仍然枝叶青翠结果不止呢？
How can we be like this tree that will continually be green and not cease to yield fruit?
我们要倚靠耶和华。
We need to rely on our Lord Jehovah.
我们要以耶和华为可靠的。
We know that Jehovah, He is reliable.
在夏令会当中，下午的专题里面，我们一同学习个人灵修并与神同行。
And we also know that during the summer conference and afternoon workshop, we also had a session where we talked about our personal devotions and walk with the Lord.
其中有一位年长姐妹交通到她的一生当中可以简单分成四个阶段。
And we know from an elderly sister, she shared her testimony that her life can be broken up into four parts.
在她很年轻的时候，她一个人，她蒙恩得救了。
That when she was young by herself, that the Lord saved her.
后来她与另外一位在主里的弟兄结合成为夫妻。
And then later on, she was married with a brother.
有了家庭，有了孩子。
And she had a family, she had children.
经过这一段非常忙碌的一段的日子。
And went through very busy days.
后来孩子长大了，到第三阶段呢，就剩他和年长弟兄两个人。
And then in the third stage of her life, her children had grown, and it was just her and her husband.
到了第四阶段，年长弟兄被主接走，这位姐妹就剩她一个人。
And now in this fourth stage of her life, her husband has been taken by the Lord, and so she remains.
姐妹说到，在这一生的四个阶段当中。
And she talked about how in through these four stages of her life,
她自己就好像一棵被神栽在溪水旁的一棵树。
She is like a tree who is planted by the water by the Lord.
虽然经过人生中的高低起伏，
even though she has gone through the many ups and downs of daily life,
也经历过各样的艰难和困苦，
and gone through many sufferings and difficulties.
然而神却信实地保守我们姐妹栽在溪水旁。
But the Lord has been very faithful in planting her by the water.
一步一步的直到今日。
Step by step till today.
我们从年长姐妹身上就看见倚靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人真是有福。
And so we see from our sister that blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord.
在早晨我们播饼聚会当中，我也特别感谢主。
And so during table meeting, I also really thank the Lord.
我们看见有许多的树是被神栽在溪水边的。
We see that there are many trees planted by the streams.
就是我们好些的年长的弟兄姐妹们。
And there are many elderly brothers and sisters.
你早先我在播饼聚会前站在后面，看到今天聚会的人相对来说是比较少的。
And so at the beginning of our table meeting, when I was standing in the back, it seemed as if we had very few people.
因为有好些的弟兄姐妹出门在外。
Because a lot of people are out traveling.
有参加特会，有出外旅游，有回国探亲的。
There are those who are attending conference, there are those who are on vacation, and those who have gone back to visit family.
我心里面呢就有点担心。
And so in my heart, I was slightly worried.
今天人这么少，那播饼聚会会是如何呢？
There are so few people today. How will table meeting go?
然而我心里面经过了这播饼聚会之后，我心里面满了感谢和赞美。
But then through this table meeting, in my heart, I'm so full of praise and thanksgiving.
我们看见有许多年长的弟兄姐妹们。
We see that there are so many elderly brothers and sisters.
他们就像那被神栽在溪水旁的树一样。
They are like those trees who have been planted by the streams of water.
他们的叶子仍然青翠。
Their leaves are still green.
从他们生命中显出那圣灵的果子来。
And from their lives, we see that there is spiritual fruit.
他们能够在 这样的聚会当中，向着神充满了感谢和赞美。
And in such a gathering that their hearts they still give so much praise and worship to God.
借着他们把神丰富的同在带到我们中间。
And they bring in the abundant presence of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见倚靠耶和华的人真是有福。
So we see that truly blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord.
因此，我们若能够在这末后的世代里能够靠主来站稳，我们也就是那有福的人。
And so in the same way, if in these last days we stand firm in the Lord, we will also be those who are blessed.
我们要在真道上站稳，我们就必须要在真理里面来扎根。
If we want to stand firm in the Lord, then we must be rooted in truth.
我们知道一棵树，它有两个部分。
We see that for a tree, there are two parts.
它有看得见的部分和看不见的部分。
There's the seen portion as well as the unseen portion.
树的叶子、枝子和果子是我们看得见的。
The leaves, the branches, the fruit, all of these we can see.
而这树的根呢，因为在地底下，是我们看不见的。
But because the roots are beneath the ground, we can't see it.
我们一般是看不见的。
For the most part, we can't see it.
我记得有一次啊，在一次啊暴风雨之后。
We know there was one time after a great storm.
我就看见好多树的根呢，就跑出来了。
I saw a lot of tree roots that had come up.
因为呢，一些的树呢，就因着这个风暴之后呢，它们就被连根的拔起。
Because of the wind of the storm, a lot of trees, together with its roots, had been uprooted.
一棵一棵很高大的树就倒在路旁，连根倒在路旁。
One by one, these great tall trees, they were all fallen on the street.
那时候我就感到很稀奇。
And so at that time, I was very amazed.
这么高大的树。怎么会在一个不是特别大的风暴里面就这样子被连根拔起倒在路旁呢
These big and tall trees, how was it that even with its roots had been uprooted and now are lying in the streets?
我就看见那些树的根很特别
And I looked at these roots, they were very interesting.
这些倒在路旁的树它的根也是密密麻麻的
We saw that these roots of the trees, they were very thick.
然而呢它的根呢却不是往下扎的
Even though it was a thick tangle, these roots did not go downward.
这些树的根呢，它是横着长的。
These roots, they grew horizontally.
所以你看到这些高大的树，它的树根啊，密密麻麻，却是像一片，就是一个平面那样子的一个密密麻麻的树根。
And so these big tall trees, these roots, it was like this very flat, thick tangle of roots that you saw.
我就思想，为什么这些树的树根？它不是往下长，而是往横的方向在生长呢。
And so I was meditating on this. Why was it that these roots were growing horizontally and not downward?
我想一个很重要的原因就是，它们乃是依靠那人工浇水的系统来供应它们水分。
And I realized that they were relying upon a man-made watering system for it to receive its nourishment.
我们知道这个 sprinkler system 哈，浇水呢就只能浇在表面上。
We know that our sprinkler system it just waters the surface.
而这些树呢，因着它的根呢，在表面上就得着它所需要的水分，它就不往下去扎根了。
And so these tree roots, because they receive the water right from the surface of the ground, they don't extend downward.
所以我们看见，虽然这些树有根
，So yes, even though these trees have roots,
但是它却扎得不深。
But the roots are not deep.
所以当风暴来的时候，这些树就连根倒下了。
So when the winds and the storm comes, they fall down together with its roots.
我们基督徒的生活同样也有那看得见和看不见的两个部分。
In our Christian life, we have the same two portions, the seen as well as the unseen.
当我们平日与人接触、说话、行事
，When you interact with others, the way you carry yourself, how you speak,
你怎么开车
，How you drive,
你怎么工作
，How you work,
都是看得见的部分。
All of that is the seen portion.
然而我们基督徒也有看不见。的那个部分
And as Christians, there's also the unseen part.
就是当我们一个自己一个人独处的时候
That is when you are completely by yourself.
当没有人看见我们的时候
When no one sees you.
那是我们属灵生活里面所看不见的部分
That is the unseen portion of your Christian life.
兄姐妹，当你自己一个人的时候
Brothers and sisters, when you are by yourself.
当没有人和你在一起的时候
When no one is with you.
兄姐妹，你的生活是如何呢
How is your life?
弟兄姐妹，那就是我们属灵生命扎根的一个生活。
That is the life of you bearing having roots.
我们需要注重那人所看不见的那个生活。
We need to pay attention to that life that is unseen by others.
因为那是我们在神面前，也是在神里面扎根的一个生活。
Because that is also a life of you extending your roots before God.
许多的基督徒在他生活见证的生活里面出了问题。
Many Christians in their testimony they have some problems.
乃是因着 他与主的关系出了问题。
It's because they now have a problem in the relationship with God.
就像一棵树，它的枝叶出了问题的话
，Just like a tree, if its leaves have some problems,
非常可能乃是它的根有了问题。
It's very possible because there are problems down in its roots.
树的根如何，就决定这棵树能够长成的光景是如何。
The condition of the roots will determine the condition of the rest of the tree.
同样我们基督徒隐藏的生活如何也影响了我们基督徒我们见证的生活是如何。
In the same way, your relationship with God will also determine the testimony that you have.
所以孙立兄在夏令会当中告诉我们有的基督徒他不需要特别大的风暴来临。
And so Brother Sun tells us that there are some Christians, they don't need a great strong wind.
一点点的风呢他就倒了。
Just a small breeze and they fall.
问题原因就是因为它的根出了问题。
The reason is because there are problems in its roots.
就是基督徒那看不见的生活那一部分有了问题。
That is for that Christian, in the unseen portion of their life, there is now a problem.
所以我们若要在真道上站稳
，And so if you want to stand firm in the faith,
我们就需要好好的在真理里面来扎根。
You need to be firmly rooted in the truth.
我们要在生活当中能够活出主的见证。
For you to be able to live out the testimony of God.
我们就必须要注重我们个人与主那亲近的关系。
You need to pay close attention to your intimate relationship with the Lord.
我们每天的个人灵修亲近主的这个生活，就是我们基督徒向下扎根的那个生活。
Your individual quiet time or devotional life is that life where you are extending roots.
我们借着我们来亲近主。叫我们能够在真理里面来扎根。
You need to draw close to the Lord so that you can extend your roots.
夏令会当中，孙立兄告诉我们，真道要在真道上站稳。
And so Brother Sun in the summer conference told us that we need to stand firm in the faith.
他特别跟我们说明了，这真道就是那可以经历的全面的真理。
And he particularly told us that this faith is an experiential one.
这里特别提醒我们。这个真道乃是关乎到我们的生命，关乎到我们的生活。
And this faith has to do with our daily life, our
living. 因为它是可经历的。
Because it can be experienced.
它与我们的生活是息息关联的。
It has very intimate relationship with how we live.
真道不是一些的教条。
The faith is not some doctrine.
真道也不是一些教人为善的一些的道理。
Faith is also not some teaching about doing good.
真道乃是在我们生活当中的方方面面来体现的。
But the faith is something that you can experience in your daily life.
弟兄也从圣经里面给我们看见主耶稣他就是真理。
And also our brother showed us from his word that our Lord Jesus, he is the truth.
圣经是真理。
The Bible is also the truth.
圣灵也是真理。
And the Holy Spirit is also the truth.
所以我们要在真理里面扎根，我们就要从这三方面来认识我们如何能够在真理里面来扎根。
And so if you want to be firmly rooted in the truth, you need to know in these three aspects how you are to be rooted.
弟兄也特别告诉我们，这个圣经就是我们主耶稣最好的说明书。
And he, our brother also told us that the Bible is the best instruction manual for our Lord Jesus.
我们怎么样子能够来更认识我们的主耶稣，乃是透过圣经。
If you want to know our Lord Jesus even more, it must be through the Bible.
那很可惜，就像孙立兄所说的，很多人跟他一样啊，是不喜欢读说明书的。
But sadly, many people, just like our brother, we don't like to read the instruction manual.
所以我们对主的认识呢，常常就是非常的浅薄。
So our knowledge of our Lord Jesus is very shallow.
我们必须要记得，圣经乃是主耶稣的说明书。
But we must know and remember the Bible is instruction manual for our Lord Jesus.
所以我们需要来读圣经。
So we need to read the Bible.
但是我们也许多弟兄姐妹也有一个体会，圣经真的是很难读。
But then many of us, we all have this understanding that reading the Bible is difficult.
但是我们感谢神。神将圣灵赐给我们。
But we thank the Lord that God has given us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是圣经最好的教师。
And the Holy Spirit is the best instructor for this book, this textbook.
所以我们看见神把我们一切所需要的都赐给了我们。
So we see that God has provided everything that we need.
他借着这三样要来装备我们，叫我们能够在真道上来靠主站稳。
And through these three things, He has already provided everything for us so that we may stand firm in the truth.
所以早晨我们就要从这三方面来学习，如何借着我们个人灵修与主亲近呢，来在真理里面扎根。
And so we want to take these three things in our personal devotion life, how we are to be firmly rooted.
叫我们不仅能够靠主站立的稳。
So that not only will we stand firm in the Lord,
而且我们属灵生命能够成长。 成熟，能够结出许多果实来。
But that our spiritual life will grow, will mature and bear fruit.
我们要扎根在主的里面。
To be rooted in the Lord.
就扎根在主自己。
Means to be rooted in Christ Himself.
哥罗西书第二章告诉我们，你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造。
In Colossians chapter 2, it tells us that therefore as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him.
因为我们知道神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里。
Because we know that all of the abundance, all of the riches of Christ is now living bodily in Him.
所以我们属灵生命一切所需要的都在基督里面，神赐给了我们。
So all of the needs that we have of our spiritual life has already been given to us in Christ.
所以我们需要扎根在主的里面。
So we need to be rooted in the Lord.
从他里面来吸取得着我们属灵生命所需要一切的供应。
And from him receive all the nourishment of our spiritual life.
我们也知道在客观事实上，我们的主已经从死里复活，他升天。
We know that in the objective truth that Christ has already risen from the dead and now ascended to the heavens.
他现在正坐在父神宝座的右边。
And presently he is seated at the right hand of the Father.
同时我们也知道基督我们的主也借着圣灵住在你我的心里面。
And at the same time we know that Christ through the Holy Spirit also lives in you and me.
以弗所书第三章十七节告诉我们，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
In Ephesians chapter 3 tells us so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须要记得我们的主他不住在我们的思想里。
So brothers and sisters, you need to remember our Lord does not dwell in our thoughts.
他也不是住在我们的情感里。
He also does not live in our emotions.
他也不是住在我们的意志里。
He also does not dwell in our will.
我们的主他乃是住在我们的心里。
Our Lord, He dwells in our hearts.
感谢主，早晨啊，弟兄在开始啊，我们播饼聚会的时候，特别把我们的注意力带到这个心的问题上。
And so we thank our Lord that this morning, our brother, as we began the table meeting, He brought our attention to this matter of the heart.
因为我们要扎根在主的里面，与我们的心是非常有关系的。
Because for us to be rooted in the Lord, it has much to do with the condition of our heart.
因为今天主耶稣基督正住在你我的心里面。
Because our Lord Jesus today, He dwells in your heart and mind.
所以我们要来需要注意我们的心。
So we need to pay attention to our hearts.
我们要来保守我们的心。
We need to guard our hearts.
箴言第四章告诉我们。
In Proverbs chapter 4, it tells us.
你要保守你的心。胜似保守一切。
He says, above all else, guard your heart.
或是可以翻译成，你要切切保守你的心。
Or we can say that we are to guard your heart, protect your heart above everything else.
因为一生的果效是从心发出的。
Because from it flow all the expressions of life.
弟兄姐妹，我们这个人的生活将是如何，乃是取决于我们的心是如何。
How we lived is dependent on the condition of your heart.
在旧约里有一个例子。
In the Old Testament, there is an example.
我们知道当神借着摩西将他的百姓从埃及为奴之地领出来。
We know that God, when he allowed his people to leave Egypt through Moses,
他们虽然经过了旷野,
even though they went through the wilderness,
然而神的心意却是要把他们带到应许迦南美地。
But God's will was to bring them into the promised land of Canaan.
我们看见，然而神的百姓，他们虽然经历了神许多的神迹奇事和大能。
We know that God's people, even though they went through many wondrous miracles of God.
然而他们的心常常是不信的。
But oftentimes the condition of their heart was disbelief.
就当神把他们经过旷野带到迦南地的外边。
And so as God brought his people to the outer parts of Canaan,
他们的心里仍然有怀疑。
Still in their hearts they doubted God.
所以他们就要求摩西要从十二支派当中来差遣探子去探勘这迦南美地，看看神所应许的是不是真的。
So the people requested of Moses to send one person, a spy out of every single tribe, to go and take a look at the land to see whether or not it was as God had said.
我们就看见摩西就差派十二个探子去探勘那个地。
And so Moses sent those 12 spies to go and spy out the land.
这十二个探子所看见的是一样的。
And so what the 12 spies saw, it was all the same for them.
那迦南美地果真像神所应许他们所说的那样。
That the promised land of Canaan was exactly as what God had described.
土产丰富。
And it was very abundant land.
实在是一块美地。
It was a beautiful land.
然而他们也看见了住在那个地的迦南 迦南人。
And at the same time, they saw the people who dwelled in the land of Canaan.
看见呢那些仇敌高大。
They saw the enemies were tall and great, were big.
然后他们就回来报信。
And so they came back with a report.
这十人当中有十个人啊，就告诉以色列百姓。
And so among the 12, there were 10 who told the people of Israel.
那个地啊，的确是像神所说的是美地。
That the land is indeed the way God described it. It is a good land.
但是。
But.
看他们把神的百姓的注意力转到这个但是的后面。
And so now they turn the attention of the people to the words following this but.
从那地的仇敌啊。太高大了。
The enemies are too tall and mighty.
哎，我们在他们面前就像蚱蜢一样。
That in their sight we are like grasshoppers.
他告诉神的百姓说，我们是不可能能够去得着那个地。
And they told the people of Israel that it is impossible for us to take this land.
叫神的百姓的心都消化了。
And so the hearts of the people were all in fear.
然而在那十二个探子中间。
And so among the 12 spies.
有加勒和约书亚。
There was Caleb and Joshua.
他们所看见的和其他十个探子看见的是一样的。
What they saw was the same as the other 10 spies.
但是他们也有个但是。
However, they had another but.
他们说虽然那个仇敌呢是高大的。
Even though the enemy is tall and mighty.
虽然照着我们的情形我们是不可能能够胜过他们。
And according to our own condition, we are unable to overcome them.
但是。
But.
他说靠着我们的神我们就能够得着那地。
We are able to overcome this land, overcome the enemy through our God.
圣经告诉我们，加勒和约书亚因为他们专心跟从耶和华。
And the Bible tells us that because Joshua and Caleb, they wholeheartedly followed the Lord.
他们的心以耶和华为可靠的。
And they believed, they trusted in the Lord.
所以我们看见他们就能够在仇敌面前能够站立得稳。
And so they were able to stand firm in front of their enemy.
然而他们其他人的声音盖过了他们。
However, sadly, the voices of the other 10 covered their voices.
所以后来我们看见神的百姓那一代的人就不能够进到神应许的迦南美地。
So we see that that generation of Israelites were not able to enter into the promised land.
唯独加勒和约书亚他们可以进入。
Except for Joshua and Caleb, they were able to enter.
因为他们靠主，他们站住了。
Because they were able to stand firm in the Lord.
他们能够在那艰难的环境当中
In that very difficult time,
他们能够在那、高大的仇敌面前
Before the tall and mighty enemies,
他们能够靠主站稳
They were able to stand firm in the Lord.
就是后来神的百姓不能进入那地而在旷野漂流了38年之久
And so for the rest of the Israelites, as they wandered around in the wilderness for 38 years,
我们看见他们在那大而可畏的旷野里头绕行。
We see that they were just simply wandering around in the great world.
直到那些不信的那个世代全部都倒闭在旷野里。
So that the unbelieving generation, all of them fell in the wilderness.
然而加勒和约书亚他们仍然倚靠耶和华。
Except Caleb and Joshua, they still trusted in the Lord.
我们看见终究他们就蒙神带领进到迦南美地。得着神所应许的产业。
And so at the end we see that they entered into the promised land and received the inheritance that God promised.
兄姐妹，我们要切切保守我们的心。
And so brothers and sisters, in the same way, above all else, we need to guard our hearts.
因为我们基督徒的生活是从里面出来的。
Because the life of a Christian comes from within.
我们基督徒的道路乃是一条里面的道路。
The path of a Christian is one that is inward.
我们知道我们的心啊是我们自己都不是很认识的。
We know that we don't really know our own hearts.
主的话告诉我们，人心诡诈，人心比万物都诡诈。
The Bible tells us that the heart is more deceitful than everything, all else.
谁能识透呢
？And who can come to know it?
就连我们自己都不真的知道我们的心是如何。
Even we ourselves, we don't know the true condition of our hearts.
然而我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
因为我们的神是鉴察人心的神。
Because our God, He is one who searches the hearts of man.
在诗篇139篇，诗人就在向神有这样一个祷告。
In Psalm 139, the psalmist, he has his prayer.
他说，神啊，求你鉴察我的心思。
He says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart."
知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
See if there's any hurtful way in me.
引导我走永生的道路。
And lead me in the way everlasting.
弟兄姐妹，我们的心实在是太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, our heart's condition is so important.
只有神知道我们的心。
Only God knows our hearts.
只有神能够鉴察我们的意念。
Only God is able to search out our thoughts.
所以我们需要常常在神的面前有这样的祷告。
So we need to often have this prayer before the Lord.
求神帮助我们来保守我们的心在神的面前。
To ask God to guard our hearts before Him.
所以我们在基督徒的生活里面
And so in the Christian's life,
我们必须要注重我们里面的感觉
We need to pay attention to that inward sense
不是魂里面的感觉而是我们生命里面的感觉
Not the sense within your soul but that within your very life
因为我们的善行我们的恶行都是从我们的心发出来的
Because whether you sense good or evil whether you do good or evil it comes from your heart
我们心里所充满的我们的口就说出来
For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart
我们心里面所爱的，我们自然就会花时间，会出代价，有行动来追求。
You will pay the price to take time and seek after that which is important to your heart, that which you love.
兄弟姐妹，在你我的生活当中，我们在哪一些方面、哪些事情，我们花了最多时间呢
？So brothers and sisters, for you and I, what do we spend the most time in our daily life?
姐妹，我们要注重我们的心。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention to our heart.
我们的心。若是爱我们的主
If in our hearts we love our Lord,
我们自然就一定会有时间，也愿意花时间来亲近我们的主。
Then naturally you will take the time to spend time with the Lord.
所以我们必须要注重我们个人在我们生活当中那与主亲近的那个时间。
So again, we need to take time, and pay attention to the time that we spend with the Lord.
我们要扎根在主里面，就是说到我们与主有一个亲密的关系。
To be rooted in Him means that you have that intimate relationship with Him.
这还不在乎我们外面做些什么事。
It doesn't really matter what you do outwardly.
最重要的就是我们的心能够来与主亲近。
What's important is that you draw close to Him in your heart.
弟兄姐妹，在你每天生活当中
，in your daily life，
你有没有花一些的时间来与主亲近呢
？Have you spent some time to draw near to Him in your heart？
来默想他的话语
，to meditate on His words，
来借着唱诗赞美，叫我们的心来转向他
，and through songs and hymns that you give praise to Him，
叫我们的心能够安静在主的面前
，that you quiet your heart before Him。
我们能够来享受他
，and that you enjoy of him。
我们能够来享受他的同在
，and that you enjoy his presence。
兄姐妹，这个时间是基督徒不可缺少的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a time that you cannot lack as a Christian。
我相信有许多弟兄姐妹，我们都非常羡慕在我们前面的一些的那一代的弟兄姐妹们。
I know for many of us, we really admire the saints that were before us.
因为我们从他们身上的确看见基督荣美的见证。
Because from them, we see the glorious testimony of our God.
我们也看见他们在仇敌面前，他们是那样刚强，能够靠主站稳。
We also see how they were strong and firm in the Lord in the face of the enemy.
弟兄姐妹，他们的秘诀在哪里
？So what is their secret?
就是他们每一天生活当中。他们花时间来亲近主。
That is every day they took the time to draw near to the Lord.
我觉得这是我们今天这个时代的基督徒所最缺乏的一件事情。
I feel that for the Christians of this day, that this is one of the things we lack the most.
兄姐妹，我们若没有花时间来亲近主
，If we have not taken the time to draw near to Him，
我们若没有每天分别一些的时间，走来在主里面来扎根。
If you have not separated out some time every single day, then to be rooted in Him，
兄姐妹，我们怎么可能能够来站稳呢
？Then how can we stand firm？
我们知道今天这个风暴比过去都来得更加的严峻。
We know that the storms of today are going to be more severe than in the past。
我们何等需要来在主里面扎根
？We truly need to be firmly rooted in the Lord，
才能够叫我们能够靠着主，能够站立的稳。
So that we could stand firm in the Lord。
第二方面，我们也必须要扎根在圣经里。
Secondly, we need to be firmly rooted in the Bible.
因为圣经乃是为我们主耶稣做见证。
Because the Bible testifies of our Lord Jesus.
相信我们对于孙弟兄在夏令会当中分享到他读经的那个故事，我们印象都非常深刻。
I believe we all have a very deep impression of our brother's son sharing with us about how he read the Bible in the past.
他说他刚信主的时候呢，他也不是很喜欢读圣经。
He shared about how when he first believed in the Lord, he really didn't enjoy reading the Bible.
可能跟我们当中不少弟兄姐妹的情形是一样。
Perhaps like many of our conditions.
然而我们看见因着主的怜悯。
But then through the mercy of God.
我们弟兄所在的那个聚会呢，是有一般爱主 喜欢读圣经的弟兄姐妹们。
In the meeting that our brother attended, there were a group of people who really loved reading God's word.
所以当时呢，他们在聚会当中就有一个很好的一个读圣经的风气。
So at that time, there was a wonderful climate of reading God's word.
所以弟兄说啊，就连像他那样子不太爱读圣经的人啊，都圣经都能够读了一二十遍。
And so for a person who doesn't really like to read the Bible, now he has read the Bible upward of 20 times.
这里我稍微停一下。
And let me pause here.
问问弟兄姐妹。
I want to ask brothers
and sisters. 你觉得今天在我们聚会当中有没有这样一个很好的读经的风气呢？
I want to ask all of you, do you feel that there's a good climate of reading God's word among us?
哎呀，我们可能觉得说，哎呀，我这个圣经读得不好啊，就是因为这个环境不好，风气不好。
Because perhaps you may think to yourself, well, I'm not reading God's word very well because the climate of reading God's word is not very good.
要是我像孙立兄在他那时候那个聚会的话，那我可能也像孙立兄一样，能够读个一二十遍圣经。
Because if I was at the same place and circumstances, Brother Sun, then perhaps I would be like him and read the Bible upward of 20 times or more.
弟兄姐妹，这个一个读圣经的风气和环境呢，是怎么起来的呢？
So how do we raise up this climate of reading God's word?
其实严格说来，还是从我们每一个人开始。
Seriously speaking, it starts from you and I.
今天我们愿不愿意因着爱我们的主？
Today, it has to do with whether or not we want to love the Lord.
我们也起来爱慕他的话。
Do we also rise up and love his word?
我们能够成为那一个能够带进读经风气的一个人。
We want to be the person who will bring in that climate of loving to read God's word.
叫我们看重主的话语。
So that we could look highly upon His word.
叫我们殷勤的来读主的话语。
So that we would diligently read God's word.
叫我们能够爱慕主的话语，就像婴孩爱慕纯净的灵奶一样。
So we would love His word just like how an infant would long after pure milk of the word.
这是对于信主不久的弟兄姐妹说的。
This is spoken to those who have just believed in Him.
你们刚刚信主，就像那刚出生的婴孩一样。
If you have just believed in the Lord, you are like a new infant.
你们里面的生命应当是爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
That life within you ought to love pure milk.
如果你们能够照着里面生命的感觉来爱慕主的话语。
And so according to the inner sense of life that you will love God's word.
你们就把那读经的风气带到聚会里头了。
Then you will bring in that climate of loving to read God's word.
对于信主比较久一点的弟兄姐妹。
So to those brothers and sisters who have believed in the Lord longer.
我们也需要将我们自己当作活祭来献给主。
We also need to offer ourselves up as living sacrifices to the Lord.
叫主更新我们里面爱慕他话语的心。
So that he would renew the heart within us to love his word.
求主帮助我们能够用各样的智慧，将基督的道理丰丰富富的存在我们心里。
So with all wisdom, with all abundance, that we would retain, keep His word in our hearts.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要将主的话语存在我们心里。
We need His word to richly dwell in our hearts.
我记得听过一些在文革期间为主遭受破难的弟兄姐妹们的见证。
I remember hearing some testimonies of brothers and sisters who went through the persecution of the Cultural Revolution.
他们虽然被关在监狱里，
even though they were imprisoned.
他们虽然被下放在劳改场里，
even though they were put in labor camps.
在那样的环境当中，他们是不能读圣经的。
In those environments, they could not read God's word.
他们也不能够有圣经。
And they were not unable to have a Bible.
这时候他们怎么办呢?
So at this time, what would they do?
感谢神的是，他们能够靠着他们过去所熟读、所背诵的圣经，在那样一个艰难环境当中来在真理上站住。
We thank God that according to all that they had read previously, the passages that were so familiar to them, according to their memory, they were able to stand firm in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们的挑战是什么呢？
So today, what is our challenge?
我相信我们今天没有一个人是因着没有圣经而不能读圣经的。
We believe that not one of us is not because we do not have a Bible.
我相信我们每个人家里，如果你是有结婚有孩子的哈，我想你每个家里呢，至少我想五本圣经总有。
I believe that especially if you're married and you have children, that you have at least five Bibles in your house.
我上次听到当某有一个姐妹分享啊，她说她们她她 他一个人啊，家里面有十几本圣经。
And I remember a sister in Dumbo one time she shared, and she is by herself that she has up more than 10 Bibles in her house.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们的挑战不是没有圣经。
And so our challenge is not that we do not have the Bible.
而是我们没有空读圣经。
But that we have no time to read God's word.
今天这个世界的网把我们生活弄得非常的忙碌。
The prince of this world now has structured our days so that we're extremely busy.
我们不仅家里面有圣经。
Not only do we have a Bible.
我们学生都有圣经。
Every single student has a Bible.
电子圣经。
And we have electronic Bibles.
我们看见我们非常容易就能够接触到圣经。
It's very easy for us to access a Bible.
然而尽管如此。
But even so.
我们却没有空来读圣经。
We still have no time to read God's word.
我们也没有花时间来默想我们所读主的话语。
We haven't taken time to meditate on the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有每一天读圣经呢？
So brothers and sisters, do you read God's word every day?
我特别今天初中生在我们中间哈，我特别要问他们。
Particularly for you middle schoolers, you're among us.
你们现在放暑假。
I want to ask you, you're in summer break now.
你们没有理由，没有借口说太忙。
So you have no excuse to say that you're too busy.
那你们有没有抓住这样一个机会，每天读主的话呢？
Have you grabbed a hold of the time to read God's word?
有没有？
Have you?
要不要举手？
Raise your hand.
不要举手了。如果没有的话，从今天开始抓住这个机会。
From today on, grab a hold of the time.
每天读圣经。
Every day, read God's word.
你能够多读，很好。
If you can read more, that's good.
不能多读呢，少读也可以。
And even if you can't read more, just a little bit, that's okay.
重要的要培养一个好的习惯。
What's important is that you need to develop a good habit.
就是每天读神的话语。
That is every day, read God's word.
你想一棵树啊，它要能够成长。
Think about a tree for it to grow.
它能不能今天扎在河边？
Can it today be planted by the water?
明天你又把它拔出来。
Tomorrow you uproot it.
过两天再把它拔进去，再栽进去。
Now you plant it again.
这棵树早晚就死掉了。
Then this tree will die.
弟兄姐妹，我们对神的话语扎根在神的话语也是一样的。
It's the same way for us to be rooted in God's word.
我们需要像一棵树。
We need to be like that tree.
扎在神的话语里。
We need to be firmly rooted in God's word.
从神的话语得着我们属灵生命的供应。
And from God's word receive all the nourishment for our lives.
这样我们的属灵生命才能够成长。
So that your spiritual life can grow.
才能够长得好。
So you can grow well.
所以我们在读主的话语上面呢，我们必须要有这样一个简单的心。
So in reading God's word, we need to have this very simple heart.
就我刚刚提到那位年长姐妹的见证。
And I just mentioned of that testimony of our elderly sister.
好，在她信主的五十多年当中。
She says in the 50 some years of believing in the Lord.
六十多年。
60 some years now.
她说她每天读圣经，亲近主是必须的。
She says that for her to read God's word and draw near to him is necessary every single day.
无论再忙。
Even if she's super busy.
无论孩子再多。
No matter how many children she has.
无论服侍有多少。
No matter how much service she has.
每天读经亲近主是必须的。
It is necessary for her to read God's word and draw near to him every day.
弟兄姐妹，就是这么简单。
It's simple.
我已经不知道，我真是不知道怎么来和弟兄姐妹讲这件事情。
I don't know how else to describe this matter to you.
因为过去这个礼拜我在准备当中。
And so through this past week of preparation.
我准备着，后来我就跟姐妹说。说我里面一个感觉。
And so in my preparation, I finally said to my wife that I have this sense in me.
我说我好像常常跟弟兄姐妹讲读圣经这件事情。
That I often talk about this matter of reading God's word.
姐妹说的确是。
And my wife said yes, you do.
那我说那怎么办呢？
I said, well then, what should I do?
这件事情实在是太重要了。
Because this matter is too important.
姐妹就建议我。
And so my wife gave me a suggestion.
那你就讲到弟兄姐妹都读圣经了，你就不用讲了。
She said, just speak of it until everybody is reading, and then you don't have to talk about it anymore.
姐妹，你明白我的意思吗？
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
这是我在主面前的祷告。
This is a prayer that I have.
盼望我们每一个蒙主所爱的人。
I hope that everyone is loved by God.
我们都能够爱慕神主的话语。
That we would love His word.
我们都能够每天啊，借着读经来亲近我们的主。
That every day through His word we would draw near to Him.
我们能够将主的话能够丰丰富富存在我们心里。
That His word may richly dwell in our hearts.
弟兄姐妹，扎根在主的话语里是何等的重要。
Because being firmly rooted in His word is so important.
真的说，不是大的风暴叫我们倒下去。
Because seriously speaking, it's not the great winds that allow us to
fall. 就在我们生活中发生一点点的小事情，就把我们给打倒了。
Just some small things that happen to us, it will immediately cause us to fall.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要扎根在主的话语里。
So we need to be firmly rooted in God's word.
我们开始来读主的话语的时候
And as we begin to read God's word,
我们必须要学习啊，刚刚已经说过，最重要是每天读。
So just like I spoke of earlier, we need to read it every day.
同时呢，我们要将这本圣经呢，要从头读。
And at the same time, we need to read from the beginning.
但是不要每次都从头读呢，读一半就停下来了。
But it's not that you read from the beginning and then, you stop halfway.
所以到后来呢，就只有创世纪比较熟。
And to the end where you're just familiar with the book of Genesis.
出埃及记一半熟。
And Exodus, you're halfway familiar.
因为还没读完就读不下去。
Because you haven't finished it and you can't continue.
盼望我们能够靠着主的恩典，我们坚持把整本圣经从头读到尾。
Hopefully, according to the grace of God, you will persevere and read through the entire Bible.
那我们说好多地方读不懂呢。
And then when you get to the parts where you don't understand.
我们读不懂 是正常的。
It's normal for you to not to understand.
有谁敢说我们主的话全部都懂了呢
？Who dare say they understand all of God's word?
我们读到不懂没有关系。
If you don't understand, that's okay.
只要我们心里面仍然相信这是神的话。
As long as in your heart you still believe this is God's word.
现在不懂没有关系。
It's okay if I don't understand right now.
等我们慢慢属灵生命长大了。
Gradually as my spiritual life grows.
到有一天主就让我们懂了。
One day the Lord will allow me to understand.
所以我们要这样子来读圣经。
Read God's word in the such a way.
从头读到尾。
From the beginning to the end.
我认识一对弟兄姐妹。
I know a couple.
他们信主时间也不长。
And they haven't believed in the Lord very long.
他们工作家庭都很忙。
And in their work and their family life, they're very busy as well.
就跟我们当中许多弟兄姐妹一样。
Just like you and I.
他们服事也很多。
And they serve much.
他们身体也有难处。
And they have difficulties in their health.
弟兄姐妹告诉我们他们的心爱慕主的话。
This couple, the brother and sister, tell me that they love God's word.
他只要我们每一天能够分别一段固定的时间来读圣经。
They set apart a time that is set every single day to read God's word.
他说一年读两遍圣经啊是可以的。
They said that if you can read the Bible through twice in a year, it is possible.
弟兄姐妹，我不是在讲那个属灵的伟人。
I'm not talking about some spiritual giant here.
我只是讲就差不多是我们中间。一般的弟兄姐妹们
I'm just talking about an average brother and sister like you and I
这对弟兄姐妹现在不在我们中间
And this couple they're no longer with us right now
但我们看见如果我们真是有一颗爱慕主话语的心
But we find that if you really have a heart that loves God's word
我们愿意在每天的生活中分别一段的时间来读主的话语
If you set apart just a small time every day to read God's word
弟兄姐妹从一年能够从头读到尾能够读两遍
Then you are able to read God's word through twice in a year
这实在是太重要了。
This is very important.
而且我们不仅要勤读圣经
Not only read through it.
我们也还需要常常来默想主的话。
But we need to meditate on God's word often.
我先前提到那个倒在路旁的那些树。
When I talked about those trees that fell in the street.
你看见它的根啊没有扎到地底下去。
We see that those roots did not go downward into the ground.
小小的风暴就把它们给吹倒。
So a small storm fell them.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为他们在地底下的浅浅的地方呢，它就能够得着水分。
Because in the very shallow part of the ground, they were able to receive water.
所以你们今天如果我们读圣经，也是用我们也是这样子，就是马马虎虎的读。
And so in the same way today, if you read God's word very carelessly,
或是我们用我们自己的智慧来读
，or you read using your own wisdom,
我们没有反复的来默想主的话语
，and you haven't really taken the time to meditate on God's word.
所以姐妹，我们扎的根呢，也就是浅浅的。
Then your roots are also very shallow.
只有当借着我们能够反复来默想主的话语
But only through a constant meditation on his word
弟兄姐妹我们就能够在主的话语上面能够扎根扎得深
Then your roots can now extend deeper
等到我们在生活中发生难处的时候
So when you have difficulties in your daily life
我们看见主的话语就能够叫我们能够站住
We see that God's word will allow us to stand firm.
当试探来临的时候
When temptations come.
就像那魔鬼来试探主耶稣的时候
Just like when the devil came to tempt our Lord Jesus.
我们看见我们的主就能够在真道上他能够扎根站稳
We see our Lord. He was able to stand firm in the truth, in the faith.
我们看见他能够用主的话语来抵挡仇敌
He also used God's word to reject, to oppose the enemy.
所以我们必须要来养成在生活当中常常来默想神的话语
So we need to develop this habit of meditating on God's word often in our daily life
让我们能够深深的扎根在 主的话语里。
So that we can be firmly rooted in God's word.
这里面我相信今天生活大家都很忙。
I do believe that for the majority of us, every day we're very busy.
不仅是大人忙，年轻人忙，小孩子也忙。
Not only are the adults busy, the young people busy, but children are busy.
我最近听到主日学老师们在说。
Yesterday I heard some Sunday school teachers saying.
我们中间主日学的孩子们啊。有的一年级啊，才一年级，六岁吧，是不是
？Some first graders among us, they're about 6 years old.
老师说暑假、啊、要背圣经。
And the teacher said that during summer vacation, we need to memorize God's word.
我们要好好的来读主的话。
We're going to spend time to read God's word well.
有孩子说啊，我太忙了，没时间。
And the kid said, "I'm too busy. I have no time."
姐妹，这是真实的吗
？Is this true?
我们生活真的有这么忙吗
？Are we really that busy？
我忙那个地步没有时间来读主的话语。
That we're so busy that we have no time to read God's word。
不信的人，我们没有办法来约束他们。
For those who do not believe, we cannot tell them to read it。
兄姐妹，我们是蒙神所爱的儿女。
But we are beloved children of God。
难道主的爱不在我们心里吗
？Isn't the love of God in our hearts？
我们若有一点爱我们的主
，If we love our Lord a little bit，
我们怎么能不爱他，不爱慕他的话语
？How can we not love His word？
兄姐妹，这不是一个道理。
This is not a matter of doctrine.
这是一件生命的事情。
This is a matter of life.
主的生命在我们里面。
God's life is in us.
它是自自然然的来渴慕主的话语。
Naturally, it will hunger after God's word.
所以我们必须要注重这件事情。
So we need to pay attention to that.
刚说到那些说没时间读主话语的孩子们。
So toward those kids who tell us that they have no time to read God's word.
我不知道是谁。
I don't know who it is.
然而我们盼望在我们当中做父母亲的。
So I hope that parents among us.
我们能够来帮助我们的孩子。
We can help our children.
我们能够来为我们的孩子祷告。
We can pray for our children.
叫他们也能够爱慕主的话语。
So that they will also love God's word.
尽管是他们生活真的是太忙了。
Even if their daily life is so busy.
我们也盼望因着他们有爱慕爱主的心。
We still hope that they will have a heart that loves God.
他们也能够在百忙之中分别一点时间。来爱慕来读主的话。
That in their very busy schedule, they will still set apart time to read God's word.
好，最后一点。
Lastly,
我们扎根，我们要扎根在圣灵里。
We need to be firmly rooted in the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢神将圣灵赐给我们，住在我们里面。
We thank God that God has given us the Holy Spirit and He dwells in us.
在约翰福音第七章，主耶稣这么说：“他说，信我的人，如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河。”
In John chapter 7, He tells us, "He who believes in Me, as the Scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water."
耶稣这话乃是指着那信他的人要受圣灵说的。
The Lord Jesus speaks these words to those who believe in Him, who will receive His Spirit.
所以在圣经中提到溪水，提到河流，提到江泉源，都是说到圣灵。
Every time the Bible mentions streams, rivers, or fountains, He's speaking of the Holy Spirit.
所以刚刚我们读到耶利米书所说的那一棵树。
And so the passage in Jeremiah when we read about that tree.
它是栽在哪里呢
？Where is that tree planted?
它栽在水边。
He is planted by the streams.
它扎根在河里面。
He is rooted in the stream.
所以我们看见，我们基督徒乃是扎根在圣灵里。
And so we see as Christians we are rooted in the Holy Spirit.
从圣灵得着我们属灵生命的供应。
We receive all the nourishment that we need from the Spirit.
我们要在真道上扎稳，站稳。就必须要在圣灵里面来扎根。
To be firmly rooted in the truth, in the faith, we need to be rooted also in the Spirit.
因为圣灵是我们认识基督、明白圣经最好的教师。
Because the Holy Spirit is the best instructor for us to come to know our Lord Jesus and His Word.
弟兄姐妹，我们读圣经读不懂怎么办
？If you don't understand while you read God's Word, what do you do?
感谢神，我们有圣灵住在我们里面。
Thank God, we have the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
有一次我开车去一个地方参加他们查经的聚会。
One time I was driving to a place where they were having Bible study.
哎呀，我就在主面前边开车边默想，在过去这个礼拜所准备的。
And as I was driving, I was meditating on the words that I had been preparing.
当时我心中有一个问题。
And in my heart at that time, I had a question.
哦，对这个那节圣经呢，我就不是很明白。
And through this one passage, I didn't really understand it.
哎呀，我就想怎么办呢
？And so I thought in my heart, well, what do I do?
我想说，等到主日聚会的时候啊，我可以问问年长弟兄，问问那个弟兄。
And I thought, okay, this coming Sunday, I can ask this elderly brother or ask that person.
啊，那我在我心思里面，我想啊，那就等到。周末再问人好了。
And so in my thoughts, I thought to myself, I'll just wait until the weekend.
突然间在我里面有一个声音问我。
But then all of a sudden, there was a voice within me that asked me.
你怎么不来问我呢
？Why don't you ask me?
弟兄姐妹，这位圣灵保惠师就住在你我的里面。
The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Helper, He dwells in you and me.
他等候着来帮助我们。
He's waiting to help us.
帮助我们明白圣经。
For us to ask Him to help us understand the Bible.
帮助我们认识我们的主。
To help us to know our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等宝贵的一件事。
This is such a precious thing.
这圣经最好的教师就住在我们里面。
The best teacher for the Bible lives in us.
弟兄姐妹，我们要学习扎根在圣灵里。
So we need to learn to be firmly rooted in the Spirit.
在路加福音十二章，主耶稣在他上十字架之前，预先告诉门徒。
In Luke chapter 12, before the Lord was to go up to the cross, he was speaking to the disciples.
他说：“人带你们到会堂。”在官府和有权柄的人面前，你们不要思虑怎么分数。
He said, when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not worry about how or what you are to speak in your defense.
你们也不要想要说什么话，因为在那个时候，圣灵要指教你们说当说的话。
Or worry about what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
我们知道，当后来主耶稣从死里复活，升上高天至高者的宝座。
We know that after our Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead and he ascended to the heavens,
在五旬节圣灵浇灌下来。
We know that at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out.
那时候彼得同其他的门徒们就站起来传讲了教会的第一篇信息。
We know that Peter at that time, he stood up together with the other disciples and he spoke the very first message.
我们知道不管是彼得或是当时的门徒还有其他犹太人他们都是读旧约圣经的。
We know that whether it was Peter or the disciples as well as the other Jews at that time, they were reading the Old Testament.
可正在那个时候
And at that time,
圣灵就在彼得里面感动他
The Holy Spirit within him moved
him 开启他
And revealed it to him.
叫他将诗篇第十六篇来向众人说明。
He was able to explain Psalm chapter 16 before all.
所以彼得就开口说了因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
And then he said, nor because you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor allow your holy one to undergo decay.
这诗篇第十六篇是大卫的经诗。
We know that Psalm 16 is the Psalm of David.
彼得和门徒们他们都读过。
Peter as well as the disciples, they all read this.
那些不信的犹太人他们也读过。
The unbelieving Jews, they've also read this.
然而他们却不明白这里所说的是谁。
And yet they did not understand who this was speaking of.
这时候圣灵在彼得里面就开启他。
And now the Holy Spirit within him revealed it to him.
他就解释给他们听。
So he explained it to them.
他说大卫既是先知又晓得神曾经向他启示。
And so he said, the patriarch David, that the Lord had revealed it to him.
就是他后裔当中有一位要坐宝座的。
That after him there will be one who will be upon the throne.
所以他就预先看到这里乃是说到基督复活。说的。
So he already prophesied and foretold of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
只有基督的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。
That now that he was neither abandoned to Hades nor did his flesh suffer decay.
然后彼得就向他们众人说，这耶稣神已经叫他从死里复活。
And now Peter testified before everyone that this Jesus God has raised up again.
你们钉在这十字架上的这位耶稣，他就是基督。
The Christ whom you have crucified, he is the Christ.
所以我们看见彼得因着扎根在圣灵里。
And so we see that Peter being firmly rooted in the Spirit.
圣灵就将圣经来向他开启。
Now the Spirit has explained the scripture to him.
就指明基督叫他们认识。
So that they may all come to know Christ.
所以我们看见当彼得传讲了这个信息之后。
So after Peter preached this message.
有许多听见的犹太人感到扎心。
There were many Israelites, many Jews who were pierced to the heart.
因为彼得所说的圣经是他们都熟读的。
Because the scripture that Peter had mentioned, they were all familiar with it.
然而在这个时候圣灵在他们心里面也开启了。
And so at this time, the Holy Spirit also revealed this to them.
当下有三千个人信主受洗。
So following, there were 3,000 who believed and were baptized.
并且他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And together, they followed the teaching of the apostles.
彼此交接拨饼祈祷。
They fellowship, they broke bread and prayed.
也就是他们立刻就进入了基督身体的生活。
That is to say, immediately they entered into the life of the body of Christ.
我们看见这就是彼得和门徒们他们扎根在圣灵里的带出来的一个果效。
We see that this is a fruit or a result of Peter and the disciples being rooted in the Spirit.
这就是圣灵借着圣经启示基督的一个结果。
This is the result of the Holy Spirit revealing Christ to us.
在使徒行传第三章里，他又记载了彼得和约翰 他们在圣殿门口所行的一个神迹。
And then in Acts chapter 3, the Bible also records Peter and John, now they performed a miracle.
他们医好了一个生来瘸腿的人。
They healed a person who was born lame.
在那里圣灵又感动彼得。
And again, the Holy Spirit moved Peter.
他就讲了一篇很短的道。
And, so he spoke a very short sermon.
我稍微那时候把它读过，应该不到五分钟。
And so when I read through it, it must not have taken up to five minutes to speak it.
如果连英文翻译，差不多八分钟。
Even with English translation, perhaps 8 minutes.
这当圣灵在彼得里面感动他，把圣经解释以后。
And so after the Holy Spirit has explained the scripture to him.
圣经告诉我们，那时候听到信主的人，男丁就有5000人。
We see that the people who heard this message, there were the men, there were already 5,000.
对，那我们知道，在那个借着那篇那么短的信息啊，我们看见有多少人蒙恩得救。
So in that very short message, we see how many people were saved.
对，你们就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是因着彼得他们扎根在圣灵里。
This is through Peter being firmly rooted in the Spirit.
圣灵借着圣经的话，能够将基督。
That the Holy Spirit now, through the Spirit, can explain Christ.
然而，因着这件事情呢，彼得和约翰呢就被抓起来了。
And so, because of this, he and John they were captured.
那他们就被带到那个大祭司、官长啊、官府和长老面前呢，接受质问。
And so they were interrogated by the priests, the captain of the temple, and Sadducees.
圣经告诉我们在那时候，彼得被圣灵充满。
And we see that at that time, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他就告诉他们说。
And he told them.
他说你们众人和以色列百姓当知道。
That you as well as all of the Israelites, you all know.
他站在你们面前的这个人，他得痊愈，乃是因着你们钉十字架的耶稣的名。
That now we have this power because of the Jesus Christ of the Nazarene, whom you have crucified.
他就告诉他们，他就引用了诗篇第118篇的经文。
And he used the passage from Psalm 118.
我们再次看见这个旧约的诗篇的经文呢，它是存在彼得的心里面。
Again, we see the scripture from the Old Testament was hidden, was in within Peter.
到了这个时候
，And so at this time,
我们看见圣灵就感动彼得，把这一处的经文把它。
The Holy Spirit moved Peter so that he could explain this portion of Scripture.
他说他是你们匠人所弃的石头。
He said he is the stone which was rejected by you.
已成了房角的头块石头。
The builders, but which became the chief cornerstone.
除他以外，别无拯救。
And there is no salvation in no one else.
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，是我们可以靠着得救的。
For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved.
所以我们看见在那里，圣灵再一次的把诗篇118篇的经文。叫人能够认识这位基督。
And so again, we see that the Holy Spirit through Psalm 118 allowed men to see, come to know Christ.
那当这些抵挡主的人听了彼得所讲的这些话之后
，And so after those who opposed Peter, after they spoke,
我们看见他们的心仍然是刚硬的。
We see that their hearts were still very stubborn.
他们仍然是抵挡主的。
They still opposed the Lord.
所以他们就禁止彼得和约翰说，总不能再奉这个名来传讲。
And so they continually exhorted Peter to not speak in this name.
这时候彼得和约翰就回答他们说
And so at this time, Peter and John answered them and said,
听从你们不听从神，这在神面前合不合理，你们自己酌量。
Whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge.
我们看见彼得、约翰在那里那样刚强壮胆。
We see Peter and John, they were very courageous and strong in faith.
他们在那里在真道上站稳了。
They were able to stand firm in the faith.
他告诉他们说，我们所看见、所听见的不能不说。
They said, for we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard.
当他们在抵挡主的仇敌面前，他们这样子来回答这些人之后
，After they spoke in this way to those who were opposing the Lord，
他说那些人啊，就看见彼得和约翰呢、他们原是没有学问的小民。
They saw that these were nameless, uneducated people。
他们的确是没什么学问，因为他们都打鱼的。
And they were indeed uneducated because they were fishermen。
然后呢，他们就感觉非常稀奇。
And so they felt that this was amazing。
他们就认明。他们是跟过耶稣的。
And they acknowledged that these are people who had followed the Lord Jesus.
然后他又看见那个瘸腿被医治好的人站在他们旁边。
And they saw the man who had been healed from his lameness who was standing next to them.
那是一个见证。
This was a testimony.
然后呢，这些抵挡的人呢，就无话 可薄。
And so these people, they were rendered speechless.
感谢赞美主。
And so we thank and praise the Lord.
那我们看见彼得和约翰，他们不仅在真道上站稳了。
Not only Peter and John were they able to stand firm in the Lord in the faith.
并且他们能够靠着主在仇敌面前能够大大的得胜。
But in the Lord, in the face of the enemy, they were able to overcome greatly.
弟兄姐妹，当初神借着使徒们他们所做的事。
And so at that time, through the things, the acts of the apostles at that time,
他们叫那些抵挡神、逼迫基督徒的人无话可驳。
They rendered all those who opposed the Lord, they rendered them speechless.
弟兄姐妹，今天当我们向那还不信的人在传讲复活基督的时候，
And so today, as we speak of our resurrected Lord,
弟兄姐妹，人能不能从我们身上看到那位从死里复活的耶稣基督？
Can people see from us the resurrected Lord Jesus?
主那复活的生命是不是能够从我们身上能够彰显出来？
Can that resurrected life be manifested from us?
今天人能不能认出我们是跟从主耶稣的人呢？
Can people acknowledge and see, recognize the Lord from you?
弟兄姐妹，这是那显出来的见证。
This is the manifested testimony.
彼得和约翰和历世历代的圣徒们，他们之所以能够在真道上站稳。
Peter and John, as well as the countless saints of all ages, for them to be able to stand firm in the faith.
他们能够在逼迫他们的人面前站稳。
For them to be able to stand firm, in the face of those who oppose them.
他们能够在仇敌的面前能够大大的得胜。
For them to be able to have victory over the enemy.
那是因着他们扎根在主的里面。
It's through them being rooted in the Lord.
那是因着他们扎根在神的话语里，
through them being rooted in God's word,
也因着他们扎根在圣灵里，
as well as them being rooted in the Holy Spirit.
我们看见他们站住了，
we see that they stood firm.
他们是靠主站稳了，
they stood firm in the Lord.
今天我们在这样一个末后艰难危险的时代里，
today as we live in this very, this dark and dangerous time,
弟兄姐妹，我们需要花时间常常来亲近我们的主。
We also need to spend time to draw near to the Lord.
我们需要殷勤来读主的话语，来昼夜默想他的话。
We also need to diligently read His word and meditate on it day and night.
我们需要来倚靠住在我们里面的这位圣灵。
And rely upon the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
依靠他来为我们解释圣经。
Rely on Him who can explain God's word to us.
来叫我们能够更多的认识基督。
So that we can come to know Christ even more.
弟兄姐妹，好叫我们能够在这样一个磨难的日子里，
so that brothers and sisters in these difficult times,
我们能够靠着主在真道上站立的稳，
we may be able to stand firm in the Lord in the faith.
愿主祝福他自己的话语，
may the Lord bless His own words.
也愿主帮助我们，
and may the Lord help us.
那我们一起再有一天祷告，
shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，是你极大的怜悯和恩典。
This is such great grace and mercy.
主，你将我们栽在基督里。
That now you have placed us, planted us in Christ.
你将我们扎在那稳固的磐石上。
And you allow us to be rooted in that firm and solid rock.
你将我们扎在那溪水边。
And now we are firmly rooted by the stream.
主，你不仅赐给我们生命。
Not only have you given us life.
主，你要叫我们得着丰盛的生命。
But you want to give us a rich and abundant life.
主，感谢你拣选我们这些软弱卑微的人作为你的见证。
We thank you for choosing such weak people like us to be your testimony.
主啊，虽然我们是软弱的。
Even though we are weak.
主啊，虽然我们不能。
Even though we are unable.
但是我们靠着我们的主。
But according to our Lord.
我们凡事都能。
Everything is possible.
因为在人是不能。
Because even though in man it is impossible.
但是在你凡事都能。
But everything is possible in Him.
主啊，你既然已经恩待了我们。
So since you have given us grace.
主，你既然已经在我们身上开始了你的善工。
Since you have already begun your good work in us.
主啊，求你快快的完成。
Do quickly accomplish it.
主啊，叫我们能够在这样一个炎热来到干旱之年。
So in these days of heat as well as the time of drought.
主啊，我们能够仍然能够枝叶青翠。
May we still have leaves that are green.
主啊，我们能够结果不止。
And not cease to yield fruit.
主，愿我们在地上的生活，
May our lives on earth,
我们的行事和为人，
How we act, how we carry ourselves,
都能够彰显你的荣耀，
May it all manifest your glory,
愿颂赞归给那爱我们的，
May all glory and praise be to God who loves us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.